USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It's been three decades since Congress passed a significant measure that addresses gun violence. That measure was signed by President Biden Saturday morning.
Well, this bill doesn't do everything I want. It does include actions I've long called for that are going to save lives.
The bill costs $13 billion, most of which will help bolster mental health programs and aid schools. It will expand background checks for people ages 18 to 20 years old and close the so-called boyfriend loophole, among other things. The president will be in Europe this weekend for meetings with the G7 nations and NATO allies. His twofold mission: find ways to lower food and gas prices while keeping allies unified against Russia and its invasion of Ukraine. On Wall Street for the week, it landed in the win column, but only for the second time in 12 weeks. The S&P 500 Friday had its best day in 2 years. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.